the Kutelofis, Yoredea, Chelgalef, Hilchas Hechsher Kalim, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Zion. We dedicate the learning today, Lili Nishmas, Tuvia Rabbi Yisrael Yitzchak, Yirachmiel Daniel Ben Gedalia, and Rosa Bas Itamar, and for complete Rufu Shalema for all those that need it, the Soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Paragraph Yud Zion, V'alkein Kol Hamenuos, L'Hiskari Del Hakedusha, Kualide Pegam Thomas Carey. Based on what we mentioned in the previous year, we'll understand why all of the obstacles that make it difficult for a person to come close to holiness are related to this tuma of Keri, Chas V'Shon, which is a type of Pegama Bris. V'zeh Shapirish Rashi, the Parshas Bechukosai, and this is why Rashi HaKodesh in Parshas Bechukosai, where it speaks about if Chas V'Shon, the Jews will not follow the right path, Hashem will shower us with suffering and problems, and it uses the word keri there in several places. And Rashi in Pasuk Chavot there points out that keri is lashon menia, an obstacle, something that holds a person back. Kimishom kol hamanias, because that's one of the main things that causes all of the obstacles that a person experiences from coming close to Hashem. Bifrat lehiskarev latzadik oemes shal yodoi ikra tikun, especially Chas V'Shon preventing the person from coming close to the true tzaddik, who is in the best position to be able to help the person, to give the person their tikun. V'zeh shesiyem besoif hatechocho, and this is why in Bechukosai there, at the end of all of the rebuke that Hashem gives there, it says, v'hisvadu alavainam, they will do tshuva, they'll confess their sins, v'af asher holchu imi bekeri, and in addition, the fact that they went with me with keri, chas v'shon. And then the pasuk says, oyoz yikona levavam ho'orel, then their heart that's stuffed will be subdued, will be subjugated to Hashem. Note the word orel, keri. And the pasuk continues, v'zochati es brisi Yaakov, and I will remember the covenant that I made with Yaakov and Yitzchok and Avraham, emphasizing the bris issue. Shehem zchus sheich ne'ofor. This refers to the merit of those tzaddikim who have already passed away. Ki ikar kol tzoros Yisrael rachmona litzlan, v'chol hagolios heim al yidei pegam ovein zeh. Because the main reason behind all of the suffering of the Jewish people and all of the exiles that we experience is this sin of Pegam HaBris. This is why the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Yom Tov, for example, in the Musaf Shmon Esrei, when we say, Umipnei chato'enu golino me'artzenu, v'zich nisrachakno me'alad mosenu, because of our sins, we were exiled from our land, we're distant from our earth, etc., etc. The main focus there is this issue of Pegam HaBris. And I've mentioned in the past, in some of the good machzorim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Shmon Esrei of Musaf, of Chazoras Hashatz, when the Chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, and when he says that paragraph from the Pnei Chatoinu, on bottom of the page, there's a special tefillah there, a fantastic tefillah that's based on the Sifrei Kabbalah regarding a person expressing their regret for any sins in this area. The Iker HaTikun Al Yidei Tzadikim Shoich Me'ofor. And the main repair of all of our sins is through the Tzadikim who have already passed away, Shegedoyim B'misosom Yosem B'Chayeyim, who are more powerful in death than they are during their lifetime. Shegoimrim achar histalkusom tikun ovon zeh, whereby these tzaddikim who have already passed away, they're the ones who are able to really accomplish the repair for this sin. Shezeh ikar hatikun shal nafshos Yisrael, which is one of the most important repairs of all of the Jewish souls. And this is what the pasuk says there in Bechukosai, the af asher holchu imi bekeri. And in addition, the fact that the Jews fell victim to this sin of keri, afani elech imoim bekeri, I will also respond to them with keri, Hashem says. Keri meaning obstacles. Hayim shemachmas pegam keri rachmona litzlan. Because of the sins that we commit in this area of pegam abris, afani elech imoim bekeri, she'azmen lohem menios atzumos. Hashem says, I will prepare for them major, major obstacles, shenikroim keri, which are also called keri, kepirush Rashi now. As Rashi points out in that chapter 26 in Vayikra, of the toichach of b'chukoisa, the zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, v'hevesi oisom ba'artsoi soyaveyim, I will bring them to the lands of their enemies. Haynu sheyizgabru negdom ho'oivim vasoinim. This means that our enemies and those that hate us will rise up against us with great power. Shemehem kol hamanios. They are one of the major sources of obstacles for Jews getting close to Hashem. Ve'ikar hatikun l'shaber hamanios lo'evim. And one of the most powerful things that we can possibly do to break those obstacles and those enemies, Hualidei harotzoin v'hacheshek, is by intensifying our desire and yearning to come close to Hashem, to come close to tzaddikim, to come to observe the Torah. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says over there in Bechukosai, v'heim yirtzu es havoina, meaning sheyahafchu hu avoinas, shemehem kol hamanios, yahafchu oisam l'rotzoin, that we, the Jewish people, will convert all of our sins, which are the cause of all of these obstacles, we're going to convert it to intense desire to come close to Hashem. And as a result of that, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, Hashem will remember the covenant that he made with the tzaddikim who have already passed away, with the avos hakdoshim. Sheyizkor v'yo'irer Hashem yizborach, es hatzadikim hagedolim sheikh neofor. Hashem will remember and awaken and arouse those tzadikim who have already passed away. Ki ikar hatikun aliyotam. Because the main solution and the main repair of Klal Yisrael is through those tzadikim who have already passed away. Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing this in order for us to realize. He said this during his time, 150 years ago or more. Rav Nosson Zal was emphasizing already then that as we move towards the end of this golus, one of our most powerful weapons is kivrei tzaddikim, the merit of the tzaddikim who have already passed away, especially by visiting their gravesite, by davening there, learning there, and even by mentioning their names. Rabbeinu Zal revealed to us a powerful weapon, shameless tzaddikim, that when a Jew mentions the names of tzaddikim, and our intention in doing that is, like it says here, reminding Hashem of all of their merits, all the good deeds that these tzaddikim have performed. We mention the name of a tzaddik, we're Googling that tzaddik, so that suddenly there comes up on the screen pages and pages of the history, the life of that tzaddik, all the good deeds that he did during his lifetime. And by mentioning the names of these tzaddikim in our tefillah, in our Shmoneh Esrei, in our Hispoidedus, asking Hashem to help us based on the merit of the tzaddikim, and making the effort that's needed to travel, to go to kivrei tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, all over the world, this is one of the most important and powerful things that will eliminate the obstacles that are blocking us from coming close to Hashem, that will help us achieve forgiveness for all of our sins and bring about the Geula Shleima. Just like by Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah makes it perfectly clear that Moshe Rabbeinu's weapon, the battering ram that Moshe Rabbeinu used to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, to get across the Red Sea, and to make it through 40 years in the desert, was Aroinoi Shel Yosef, the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, Tov Shin Pei Beis, which means that we're entering into 3 months to Rosh Hashanah. And we know that Rabbeinu Zal stressed the incredible importance of coming to him for Rosh Hashanah, which involves two steps. Number one, being mispalel at his gravesite on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and number two, joining the Kibbutz HaKodesh for Rosh Hashanah itself. Yesterday evening, there was a major gathering in the main breast of Shul in Yerushalayim, where hundreds of people got together and said special slichos and tefillos and tikkun haklali together. And the tefillah Ayin Vav in Likutei Tefillos, which is about coming to the tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah, because we see that there are obstacles. We see that when it came to Lag BaOmer this year, there were major obstacles in trying to make it difficult for Jews to get to Meron, to get to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for Lag BaOmer. And now, regarding Rosh Hashanah, the people that would want to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, there seems to be the potential for all kinds of obstacles and difficulties. We hope that the Ritzonos, the strong desires of all those who feel a kesher to Rabbeinu Zal, that want to be with our Rebbe for Rosh Hashanah in Uman, or those Chas V'Shalom, those that can't go to Uman in Meron and the other places, we hope that these Ritzonos will succeed in eliminating all the obstacles, and it'll be the best Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah that's ever been. We find in the Torah itself, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's davening to Hashem to forgive the Jews for the Egel HaZohov, the Torah tells us that he was mispalel and wasn't able to break through. When he said those words, Zechor li Avraham li Yitzchak uli Yaakov, Hashem, remember the merit of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. The next pasuk over there in Parshas Kisisa says, Vayinochem Hashem al Horo Ashadibel Aslamoy. Hashem was consoled and removed the negative things that he had said that he was going to do to Klal Yisrael. We find that in Chumash, and we find in the Navi that Eliyahu Navi, when he challenged the 400 prophets of the Baal Avodah Zarah at the time, which were giving the Jewish nation tremendous, tremendous trouble, where the Jews kept bouncing back and forth from loyalty to Hashem and loyalty to these idols. And when Eliyahu Navi had the major showdown with them on Har HaKarmel, the Navi says there also that it was upon mentioning the names and reminding Hashem of the merit of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, that's when a heavenly fire came down. That's when the great miracles took place there, which showed all the Jews clearly that Hashem is the king. Hashem is the one running the world, and led to the elimination of those 400 prophets of idol worship and the whole Avodah Zarah at that time. So we see clearly, the Torah shows us that when we say the names of these tzaddikim, again, we know that the world was created with speech. Bedvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu Uberu Pivkol Tzivon. And we as human beings are called Medaber. When a Jew says something, it's very significant, very significant. And when we mention the name of a tzaddik, especially if a person says it with emuna in that tzaddik, and with the intention that I'm counting on that tzaddik, I'm counting on the merits of that tzaddik, it's one of the most effective things in tefillah and in Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Yud Ches, V'al kein ein mei hamikva metaharim, and this is why the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, chapter 201, where it speaks about mikvahs, building mikvah, making mikvahs, says that the waters of the mikvah will only purify a person or utensils if those waters are on the ground, if they're not inside of a keli, a vessel. Ki ikar tvilas hamikvah, because as we explained earlier, one of the main things that makes dipping in a mikveh effective is the fact that we're going back and plugging in to the roots, to the origin of all these divine spirits. Shehu b'chinas ruchoi shel Moshiach shemarachev al pnei amoyim, which is what's mentioned in the second pasuk in the Chumash, where it says, "V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei amoyim," that the divine, at the time of creation, the divine spirit of Hashem hovered over the waters. And the Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to the ruach of Moshiach, which is the source of all holy ruchos. When we submerge ourselves or kelim under the water, we're connecting to that ruach elokim that's merachefes al pnei amoyim. Kedei lachzor ulahamshich misham b'chinas haruach chaim d'kedusha. In order to once again go back and draw from there that holy spirit of life, shehu b'chinas moitzi mikoyach l'apoel kanal, which we mentioned previously, is one of examples of going from koyach to poyal, from potential to actualization. Because the world, the creation of the world, originally in its potential state, was all water. And then it was actualized during the 6 days of creation to form all the trees and rivers and mountains and cities, etc. And this is why the mikvah must be in the ground. Because as Rabbein Azal explains over there in chapter 66 in the Likutei Moran, which this halacha is based on, we cannot succeed in drawing from koyach to poyal, in taking things from potential to actualization, without overcoming obstacles. How? By tremendous desire and yearning for holiness. Kimavoyer Shom Heitev, as Rabbein Azal elaborates on this over there in chapter 66. Vize Iker Bias Ha'odom Leze Ha'oilam. And this is one of the main reasons why Hashem has brought us into the world. Bishvil Sheyeloi Nisyonos Umenios Koele Mil Hiskarev Hashem Yisborach, so that we should encounter tests and obstacles trying to block us from coming close to Hashem, v'hu yizgaber b'tzokef chishkoy d'kedusha, and man will strengthen himself with tremendous desire, intense holy desire, v'yishaber kulam, and break through all of these obstacles and succeed in coming close to Hashem. V'ideze daiko yizke lama sheyizke, and it's through this that a human being can merit Olam Haba, Gan Eden, all the incredible closeness to Hashem, Masha'ein Hamalochim Zoichel Azeh, which angels cannot achieve. Ki Zeh Iker Maila Sa'odam Alakoil, because this is what makes us human beings superior and more important to Hashem than everything else in creation. Mach Masha'yesh Loi Bechira, because we have free choice. V'ikar ha-bechira v'hanisoyoin humachmas ribui ha-meniyois mi'akdusha. And the main application of this free choice and the main tests that we experience in this world is when there are major obstacles blocking us from getting to holiness. Sheyesh l'cholotam, which every person experiences. V'ikar klal ha-meniyois Humachmas Gashmias Oros. And to sum up all of these different obstacles that people have, it's all really based on the materialism that this world is all about. Shemishom Milkach Gufoy Hamadushan. And it's from the physical matter of this world that Hashem took the ingredients to form our bodies. Ki Gashmias Oros. Because the physicality and the materialism of the world, of the earth, shemishom kol hataivos, which is the source of all desires, all materialistic desires, oimei b'fnei ha'adam, stands in front of the person, umasfir mimenu oir ha'emes, and blocks and hides from the person the light of Hashem, the light of truth. That light of Hashem, that light of truth is trying to beam down on us. And unfortunately, it's being blocked by the gashmius, the materialism of this world, all the taivos rois and midos rois. Shemishom boim kol hamenios vabilbulim. That's the source of all the obstacles and all the confusion and all the difficulties. Kama shukosu bedivrei adonem raven vazal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in the Likutei Moran, on the pasuk, V'oirach tzadikim Ke'or noiga, the light of tzaddikim is like a light that shines down. And as Rabbeinu Zalveir quotes in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that he compares it to the sun. A person who would want to look at the sun and see the light of the sun, and if you put a small coin in front of the eye of the person, this little coin that's the size of an inch or less than an inch can block the eye of the person from seeing the sun, which is thousands of miles, huge. And again, this coin represents the gashmius of this world, taivas mamon, taivas achila, taivas yiv, all the different taivas roes. Ula shaber kol hamaniyos. In order to destroy all of these obstacles, hurak al yedei toikev hacheshik v'horotzayim kifi hamaniya, kemoy shekosev shem. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 66, in order to break through these obstacles, if we were to measure these obstacles and put an amount on them and say these obstacles are like 1,000 kilograms or 100,000 watts of blockage, the person has to ratchet up a corresponding 100,000 watts of desire and longing and yearning in order to eliminate them. Ki hamaniya loy bo ki im bishvil hacheshe, kimo shekosev shem. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, the reason for the obstacle is to ratch up our desire, to make us want it even more. The ikar hisgabru sacheshek digdusha while yidei ho emes. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in the Likutei Moran that one of the things that helps a person to ratchet up that desire to come close to Hashem is emes, truth, honesty. Ki im yistakel al ho emes, because if a person will really look at things honestly, v'yira p'chisusoi u'griusoi, and the person will realize and see how low we really are and how far from holiness we really are. The hevel ha'olam, and the foolishness, the nonsense of this world, shehu tzel oiver, which is like a fleeting shadow. Yes, people who are old, you know, how is the time going? And they say, the time is flying by. I can't believe it. Yesterday, I just had a child, and today I'm having grandchildren. Va'alma osi lahay alma. And for what reason have we been placed in this world? And have we been brought into this world, mitipa srucha, from a tiny, foul-smelling droplet, leilech lemekoyim ofor rima v'toileya, to eventually end up being put into the ground, into the dirt, with worms, v'lisboil kol merirus he'omol hamar hazeh she'soidel hodom v'zeh oilam, and to suffer all the bitterness and the difficulties and the struggles that a human being experiences by living in this world. As the Pasuk says, Adam la'amal yulad, man was created to work, to struggle. And another Pasuk says, Gam kol yomav kas umachoivas, his whole life is filled with anger and pains, v'chol yoy harbe, and a lot of sickness, v'ketzef, and anger, v'yachar kol eile hu tzorech liten din v'cheshbin. And after all of that, we're going to be held accountable for every minute, every day that we had in this world. What did we accomplish? Hine im ho'odom lo yates atzmo. If a person will not fool themselves, v'yosin eliboy be'emes kol zeh, and the person will really think honestly about all of this, the person will definitely realize where the truth is, that the truth is in religion, the truth is in the Torah, in Yiddishkeit, the truth is by the true tzaddikim. The im im kol ze yispashtu kenegdoi hamanias. And if, despite all of this, the obstacles will present themselves in front of the person, to the point where it's difficult for the person to break through all of those obstacles and to try to get to the Torah, to try to get to the true tzaddikim, al kol panim yihye cheshkoi uretzoinoi v'kisufov chazokim ma'oid. Still, the person's desire and yearning and longing will be very powerful lehiskarev el ho'em islamito, to be zoche, to come close to the real truth. Note, Rav Nosson Zal is not trying to fill up the page when he says emes la'amitoi, because he's telling us that even in Judaism, even in the religious world, there are levels and levels of emes. Even in the Torah, there are levels and levels of emes. And there's this term emes la'amitoi that the Gemara uses. Kimeachar sheyodeo ha'emes, because once the person realizes the truth about who they are and who they're not, and what this world is all about, afal pi she'ein menichen oisoi, meiribui hamanias va'atsumos hamispashtim kenegdoi, even though the person is not being allowed to come close to the tzaddik, to succeed against all of these major obstacles that have spread out against the person, al kol panim hacheshik v'horotzon chozak mo'i. Despite that, the person's desire and longing and yearning is very powerful. Ki hacheshik yefshul menoya, because that's something that the satan cannot block. He can prevent the person from leaving their house, chas v'shalom. He can get a person to break their leg or make a big snow or whatever it is, but he cannot prevent me from wanting to go to shul, from wanting to get up early in the morning, from wanting to come close to the tzaddik. Ki afal pikein, ani roitze v'choshek betachles v'amiti. Because despite all the different obstacles where it seems I can't accomplish what I want to, but I still want it. I want it desperately. V'kimavur etzleinu b'mokam acher, as is explained in our writings in another place, in chapter 31 in the Likutei Moran, goydel malas hacheshek v'horotzein dikdusha. How important and how significant is this longing and yearning and intense desire for Hashem and for the right thing? V'shetzrichem lihiyois akshon godol be'inyan horotzein v'hacheshek dikdusha. And that a person has to be very stubborn and persistent regarding this desire for holiness. Ayin Shom, take a look over there in chapter 31 in Likutei Moran, and in other chapters where Rabbeinu Zal uses this terminology, tzorech lios akshon godol b'avodas Hashem, very stubborn, to not to let go, to persist again and again. And this is why in chapter 66, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where it says, Hestakel b'shloisha dvorim. Look carefully and think carefully about three things. Ve'ena tovoli de'aveira, and you will not fall into the hands of sin. And those three, Ayin Shom, take a look over there at that Mishnah and take a look when we put them around. The three things are, think about where you come from. You come from a tiny little droplet. And where are you going? You're going to be placed into the ground. And in front of whom are you going to have to be accountable? In front of the King of Kings. But the Mishnah uses the wording, Veina tabol lidei avera. You will not fall into the hands of sin. Rav Nosson Zal says, Yedei avera hu bechinas Vehema miyodcha nigzaru. This term yedei avera is associated with the pasuk, they were cut away, they were removed, separated from your hand, from the hand of Hashem. Bechinas pegam hispatchus hayodayim. This is what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran, when we're not successful in opening up the hands, poiseach es yodecha, which means pegam moitzi mikoach alapoyal, when we're not successful in being able to bring things from potential to actuality. And mitzoylen mizeh, how is a person saved from this? Al yedei shemistakel b'shloisha dvorim, by the person looking carefully at three things, Shechoshev HaTana Akavya, which the Tana Akavya Ben Mahalala lists over there. Shehem, what are the three things? Me'ayin Basa, where did you come from? Mitipa Srucha, from a droplet, a foul-smelling droplet. Ula'ona Tehoylech, and where are you headed? Where are you going? L'mekoyim Ofor Rima V'soileya, you're going to be put into the ground with worms and bugs. And in front of whom are you going to have to give an accounting? This goes back to what we mentioned before. When a person will look at the most important truths of life, the person will definitely be saved from committing sins. Sins are the opposite of being able to actualize the creation, being able to bring things from koyach to poyel, as we learned in the previous year. The yizkel hiskarev with tzadikei emes, and the person will be zoche to come close to the true tzadikim. Shalidei ze yotzi mikoyach el apoyal kol hadvorim shebikdusha. And that will enable the person to be able to actualize all of the holy things that the person wants to accomplish and needs to accomplish. The alkein meimei hamikveh, and it's for this reason that mikveh waters shehein bechinas moitzi mikoyach lalapoyal mechodosh, which we learned in the previous shurim, that the mikveh waters are what enable us to go from potential to actuality, because they represent what took place at the time of creation, going from potential to actuality. Srichin lihiois algapi ho'oretz daika. The mikveh waters must be grounded on the ground. Ki daiko alidei ho'oretz, because it's specifically through the ground. Shehi klal kol hamanias, which represents the earth, the ground, which represents all of the obstacles that block us from going, becoming heavenly, becoming spiritual. It's specifically through these obstacles, by overcoming all of these obstacles, that enables us to actualize everything. Because Rabbeinu Zal over there in chapter 66 establishes a very, very important point, that the reason for the obstacles is in order to increase our desire. Kamashikos of Shomaz, Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, Ushviras Hamanios, and destroying these obstacles, Sheklulim Begashmius Oretz, which are all included in the physicality of the earth. The way that we accomplish it is through the earth, through the ground. By a person humbling themselves like the dirt, making ourselves like dirt. The bechinas, as we say at the end of Shmon Esrei, the nafshi ke'ofor lakol tia. May I feel like dirt to everyone, lower than everyone else. V'yistakel al ha'emes lamito, and by a person looking at the real truth about what life is really all about. Ki odom yesoidoi me'ofor, v'soifoi le'ofor. Because again, one of the most powerful statements that we make on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in the Musaf Tefillah is where we say, man originates from dirt and eventually is going to end up in the dirt. The ein shum tachlis ba'olam hazeh kiyem lehisparev l'Hashem Yisparach ulotoros ekdosha. And there is no real accomplishment in this world, nothing that really is considered accomplishment other than coming close to Hashem and the Torah. V'mafal pikein hu rochik moed. And if, despite the person realizing this and thinking about this, the person is still very far from achieving their goals, from learning Torah as much as they would like to, and fulfilling all the mitzvahs. Al kol ponim yizdaber hacheshek v'harotzon. Despite everything, the person should multiply that desire, that longing inside. How much I want it. And this will enable the person to eliminate, to destroy all the obstacles. Remember, the Gemara says, "Ein dovor oimed b'fnei haratzon." There is nothing that can stand in the way of desire. And when a person succeeds in overcoming these obstacles, they turn into tremendous benefits. This becomes incredible benefit to the person. We know, for example, the whole concept of exercise, a person doing exercise, a person is trying to lift weights, to push up that weight, and the weight is pushing back down on the person, and the person's fighting it, pushing and pushing to try to lift up that weight once, and they do it once and put it down and now do it again a second time, and it's harder and keeps doing it. What am I doing all of this for? The answer is because by doing this, I'm going to develop muscles. I am going to become much, much stronger than I was without doing this. And lahavdil in kedusha, it's these obstacles that strengthen the person and make the person more and more spiritual, bring the person closer to Hashem. The word menios is the same letters as the word ne'imus, sweetness, the true divine sweetness, which a person is zeichet to by overcoming the menios. Chalidei shviras ha-menios, nasin achar kach kelim lekabel ho'or ha-nerav b'hadrog b'amida. Because by overcoming these obstacles, that generates vessels into which the person can receive that sweet, sweet, special light of Hashem in a proper, healthy, controlled, measured way. And it's impossible for a person to be able to receive and benefit from Hashem's light unless you've prepared these vessels. And those vessels are created specifically in this physical world by overcoming obstacles. As Rabbeinu Zal explains this in another place in Kutimaran, because vessels are a form of constriction of Hashem's light. Shehem moinim u'ma'akvim ho'er shelo yispashek yoyser midai. They contain and hold inside of them the light that it shouldn't spread out too far. Kedei sheyuchal lekaplo, in order that the person should be able to receive it. V'zeh zoyche kefi ma shezoyche l'shaber menias b'zeh o'ilam. And these vessels a person creates and generates based on how many obstacles the person succeeds in overcoming in this world. Shizoz nasin hamenios kelim zakim nifloim lekabel ho'er badroga b'amida. And what happens is, from those obstacles, when the person succeeds in overcoming them, they generate pure, wondrous vessels into which a person can receive Hashem's light in a very healthy, well-measured way. This is the concept of something Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in Likutei Moran, in chapter 24, in Likutei Moran, I believe. Rabbeinu Zal speaks, he quotes the Zohar Kodesh, speaking about these nine heavenly palaces that are generated. Shehem nasin aridei horedifa v'hama'akev. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there in chapter 24 in Likutei Moran that the way that those nine hecholim are generated is by the process of the person trying to run up to Hashem and encountering a wall, a fence that's holding them back. And they keep bouncing, banging into that fence. Through this process of this redifa and ma'akev, that generates these nine hecholim. Rabbeinu Zal has a very deep, beautiful explanation there in the Kutim Ram of how this works. Nemtza, so we conclude therefore, Shekol hasodas ha'oyer v'hachiyus digdusha, that our whole attainment of light and holy life, shehu b'chinas moitzi mikoyach ha'poyel, which involves drawing from potential into actualization, ein zoichen kiyem alidei ha'oretz daika. We can't accomplish that, we can't achieve that without this earth, without being down here on earth and being part of the earth. Shemishom kol hamaniyas, because it's from earthliness, it's the earthliness that generates all the obstacles. Va'al yodo daiko, shoivim kol hamaniyas. And it's by going back to our roots, in a sense, it's through earthliness that we eliminate, we destroy all of these obstacles. Through humility, by a person humbling themselves to the earth, and by seeking the truth, which is found in the earth. V'zeh b'chinas emes me'eretz titzmoch. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, the truth sprouts forth from eretz, from the earth, from the ground. We mentioned from the Baal Shem Tov in the past, the Baal Shem Tov says, so what's the problem? It seems like it's so easy to get to. The Baal Shem Tov says that when something is coming up from the ground, in order to get to it, you have to bend down. And that's where most people are eliminated, not interested. If I have to humble myself, then I don't want it. I'd rather be arrogant. I'd rather make it look as if I know everything and I'm successful, I'm good, I'm good. I don't need help. Ki ikir shviras hamaniyos avidei emes. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran chapter 66, one of the most powerful things that helps us overcome the obstacles is the truth, honesty. Because a person who's really looking at the real truth, that person will be able to break through and overcome all the obstacles. Rav Nosson Zal here is obviously referring to what he experienced in his own life, in his quest for the truth, in his search for Hashem, for coming close to Hashem, and all the different things, how he started off living in a world of people who are anti-Hasidus. And they were religious. They were studying Torah, doing mitzvahs. They were involved in emes. But Rav Nosson Zal learned later on in life, it's emes, but it's not the emes la'amito. They have a certain level of closeness to Hashem. But on a scale of 1 to 100, they're somewhere down below in the 20s or 30s. And then when he started entering into the world of Hasidus, he saw a whole other level, a whole new level of emes, especially when it comes to tefillah and mitzvahs of the heart. He saw that the tzaddikim in the Olam HaHasidus are on a completely different level than the rabbis, the leaders, that are not in the world of Hasidus. And then he started a six-year search within the leaders of Hasidus, Reb Lev Yitzchak Braditchev, Reb Meir Paprush, great giants that he went to. And he saw holiness, he saw closeness to Hashem, but yet something inside of him did not feel satisfied, was not complete yet. And when he met Rabbeinu Zal, he was able to see a difference. He was able to see that all of those rabbis along the way were different levels of emes. They were all good. They were all religious on different levels of closeness to Hashem. But when he met Rabbeinu Zal, and with every day that he spent getting closer to Rabbeinu Zal, he saw that this is a completely different league of emes than the emes that he had experienced till then. And this a person can only achieve where the person really makes themselves and realizes how small they are. They consider themselves like dirt. And the person realizes how low they are, how far from Hashem they are, how far they are from where they can be and should be. And when a person does that, Hashem will definitely reveal to that person the truth, v'yishaber kol hamanias, and the person will overcome all the obstacles, ayidei chozek cheshkoy uretzoyman, through the person's intense, powerful desire. The alkein, ein mehamikva metarin, kiim al gabi ha'oretz daiko. And that's why mikvah waters can only purify a person when they are grounded, when the mikvah is grounded. Because it's impossible to take things from potential to actualization, which is what the whole purification of mikvah is all about, as we learned in the previous shiurim here. Unless the person has incredible desire, and that incredible desire is generated when the person is experiencing many obstacles. And all of this is included in the term oretz, earth, ground, daika specifically. Ki eretz hu loshon rotzon, because the word eretz in some places in the Torah represents desire. Kamashikosov, as it says, Rotziso Hashem Artzecho. Hashem, you want your land. So we see Eretz. Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Rotziso, Rotzoin. Ukamasham Rabbi Senizal, and as the Gemara says, Lomo Nikro Shmo Eretz. Why is it called Eretz? Because of this Rotzoin. Hainu Alidei Hamenios, Haboy Min Oretz. That it's specifically through all the obstacles that a person experiences because we are on earth, because we're on ground, we're on physical ground, we're in this materialism, those manias, those obstacles are what help us achieve higher and higher levels of ratzon, of desire. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Rav Nachman. It's very good that we have the understanding of what's going on, but what does someone do at B'Shas Maisa when they've humbled themselves and they dealt with people that are uncomfortable and they're just exhausted? What does Rav Nachman say to do when we've accomplished, but we're exhausted?
The answer is we try to whatever degree we can to reach out to Hashem, to pray. And if we're really exhausted, we rest a little until we get our strength back and go another round of prayer, another round of searching. Rav Nosson Zal, there was once an incident with Rav Nosson Zal where he was eating and a fishbone got stuck in his throat where he couldn't even speak. He couldn't make any sound. It got lodged in his throat in such a way. And he put his head back and he opened his mouth wide like that. And then fortunately, at some point, the fishbone was dislodged and he survived it. And he mentioned to the person that was with him at the time, you see, even when I wasn't able to pray, I did what I could. I opened my mouth and I made whatever sound I could do. So a person, we need to do what we can to search for people who we can be comfortable with, to search for the right people, to search for the tzaddikim, and to try to come close to them.
Thank you, Rav Nachman.
Sure. Question in the chat, what can a person do if obstacles practically kill their cheshek instead of strengthening it? The answer is to pray to Hashem to give us new cheshek. One of the most important things to pray for is to have good desires, for Hashem to take away all of my wrong desires, and for Hashem to give me a desire. I should want to learn Torah. I should want to do mitzvahs. I should want to come close to Hashem. I should want to help other people. This rotzayim, because it's so important and so special, it should definitely be included in the important things that we pray for. And again, to try to associate with people that are on the right path, to try to find people that are realizing the truths of life and that are looking to improve their lives, you know, looking to live the right kind of life in this world. We read the life story of Rav Nosson Zal and everything about him, and that's our guide. That's what teaches us what we should be doing if we want to come close to Hashem, and if we by coming close to the tzaddik. We'll hold it over here for now. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh. And it's one of the Erev HaShchodeshes when we have Yom Kippur Katan, an incredible, incredible special tefillah for tshuva, for closeness to Hashem. Those that have the opportunity to say Yom Kippur Katan, wonderful. Those that have the opportunity to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, those that have the opportunity to give extra tzedakah, each one of us to do what we can so that this next month of Tammuz and the next 3 months, which are going to close the year, Tammuz Av and El, that there should be months of joy and happiness and months of Geula. Yitzhak.